This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. The sun is shining in Israel and the Palestinian territories today, a welcome reprieve after a major winter storm. Nearly 2 feet of snow crippled Jerusalem and Ramallah over the past few days. Floods forced thousands of people in the Gaza Strip to leave their homes. NPR's Emily Harris has more.
Gazan families rescued from rising waters crowded schools for temporary shelter. Saturday afternoon, Maher Bargut and 14 family members had two mattresses in one classroom.
Our house flooded. We took our valuable papers to our neighbors and their house flooded. You can call this Tsunami Gaza. It's a nightmare.
Gaza was in bad shape before the storm hit. A fuel shortage meant electricity had been down to 6 hours or less a day. Today, fuel paid for by Qatar is on the way, and Gaza's only power plant may start running again for the first time in weeks. While Gaza, on the Mediterranean coast, was underwater, Israeli and Palestinian areas high in the hills were snowed in. Days after the storm hit, major roads were still closed, and there are still some power outages here as well, says Israeli police spokesman Mickey Rosenfeld.
Normally in the past, it's only been for a short 4 or 6 hours overnight. Here we're talking about 4 days, remote areas, electricity, problems leading to other problems.
At least 6 people died in this storm due to flash floods, fire, and smoke inhalation. Before things got bad, people had some winter fun. But now many are ready for snowmen to melt and floodwaters to recede. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.